N6 CLX Mobile.
KO4 PXB sort of mobile. I'm going slow, getting off of 85. Good morning.
85 that bad going over there?
Where they're closing that Asheville Highway area where they're working on the bridge, and so it's down to one lane to where you get off on the detour. So that's just where it's at right now.
Business 85.
Is correct. And they got probably about another year and a half before they'll get the bridge done. At least without the fog, you can see that they're doing some work on it.
I was dumbfounded when they said 2 years they're going to shut that thing, but how long they've been working on 85 towards Charlotte? 30 miles of road work that's been taken, I don't know how many years.
Jesus Christ walked the earth. They've been working on it.
I think they've been working on it since the flood.
Probably by the time they get it done, they'll have to start on doing something else. Part of the 85 bypass that they built on the other side, that they had some inferior concrete, so they had to tear it all up and start over. So that just delayed them some on that about a couple of years ago.
Interesting. Well, you're working well as my forward observer here today. Thank you for that.
I remember you saying you have to travel the same road I do, just probably sometimes a little bit behind me or a little bit ahead of me.
Yep. Just depends on how the day goes. I've got a full day ahead of me here. I was out of the office yesterday. When you leave the office is when you get all the emails and phone calls and orders, so I've got to take care of all that, plus all the stuff I promised the day before I didn't get done. So, hey, at least it's a good day to stay inside.
Don't you write programs for computer stuff?
No, I'm in sales. I'm an engineer, sales engineer. We do fans. I was just talking to you about our network and all the problems. I know enough about networks to be dangerous. That's about it.
The thing with networks on that side of it is the access control list, which now they pretty much have firewalls that will make it a lot easier on you, because of an access control list, you can lock yourself out and stop the network flow in a hurry.
And we've got a DHCP problem. I think we have a lot of IP addresses that are colliding. I don't know. It's my thought. Just every once in a while, that thing slows down to a crawl, and there's just no reason for it. There's only 4 computers on this network.
Definitely, not a good thing. Have somebody scan the things for a computer virus, because obviously it's, or malware or something like that, that's causing the excessive network, at least the computer trying to spew out traffic.
We've got 4 computers and a server, Blade server, Dell Blade server, and the, every once in a while, at least once a week lately, it can take 30 seconds to 2 minutes to open up the PDF file.
Not good. How long ago had the server been rebooted?
This started last month. I went back there and told everyone, watch out, we're going to lose our phones, everything. And so we rebooted the server about a month ago. But, typical server, you can shut it down and boot it, but all the Ethernet stays live. I was wondering if I should have done something with that, maybe just unpowered the whole frickin' thing.
The cycle, the switches, too, that'd be another thing to look at, see if the, look at the event logs on the switch to see if there's a lot of traffic on that that's excessive.
It's all been set up by a company out of Spartanburg. And we call them and call them, and they seem to like to bill us $100 an hour and never fix anything. We got a switch in there, 16-port switch. that's overkill, but that's what we got. And then we got a Sophos firewall between the fiber and the switch. And between all of it, I mean, they've really shut that firewall down. That when you're on VPN, that thing crawls. They should open that thing up for us.
OS, are you running on the server and your PCs?
It's all over the place. It's all Windows 10, but different versions. The one on my PC is home. Most of the others are one. I think the other, one other is home. So most of the others are professional, and then we're running, of course, I guess professional on the server.
So what they can, at some point in time, when the team does, when your IT people do come there, have them check the size of the page file, because if that page file is not big enough, then you get a lot of cached information that has to work itself through. And that's one thing that that we do on ours. Good grief. Sorry about that. Guy in the Charger just blew through the light right here at the going on behind the county square, and yeah, literally never stopped. Come around me in the left lane, and then pulled back into my lane, and then turned right just through the light.
I see a lot of that lately. It's getting stupid.
Decal when you need one.
I'm sure you're talking about the page file on the server.
Had I stepped on you? Repeat that.
I'll ask about the page file. I guess you're talking about the page file set up in the server.
So that allows all the information to be cached that's going through there. Also, if you're using it for a file server's information like that, that page file, you know, really will give it like a boost of extra memory, because it can actually cache the information in there that it doesn't have to retrieve it every time.
Just setting aside a certain amount of hard drive space for a virtual memory.
Correct.
I'll even go in there and look at that. I could go in there and look at all this stuff, but it's not my job. And I don't want to go in there and mess something up.
Very good philosophy to keep, because if it's not your job, don't mess it up, because then a lot of times that your IT support team will actually charge you extra for having to correct something that somebody else did.
I have confidence in this IT guy, this company. They set the server up all default V4 IPs, so it's all 192.168.... I was having problems connecting the VPN from the house. They looked at it and said, oh, that's your problem. They went in and remapped all my server drives with V4 addresses so that then nothing worked at the office. It just was crazy.
Crazy, because on our DHCP scope, we have the time frame set to 8 hours, and that way it'll, after 8 hours of that computer, it'll actually get a new IP address and delete that other one. And another thing they probably want to do is go through and clean up their DNS entries, because probably got the old entries in there from computers that, you know, just that are in there.
CLX. Yep. They got to do a lot of stuff in there. I was talking to the IT guy from home office in Germany. He was in there just briefly looking at my machine, and his comment was he'd like to email a bomb to these guys for what they've done. But, you know, there's only so much. That server room's a mess. It's got three levels of old phone systems still in there. It's just, I hate even looking at it.
Like a disaster. Well, I'm here in my office area, so I'll definitely say 73 till I talk with you again. Have a great day.
Hey, Lloyd, sorry to start you out with computer talk on your leisurely drive. Have a good day. N6 CLX.
Or PXB. N6. anytime that I could offer any information to help, just definitely I'll be glad to help.